buy you every week. Can we buy you every week?
Every week.
Unai Emery, tactical masterclass is what I am talking about. Aston Villa do the double over Arsenal this season. We saw the games yesterday. United dropped points. Spurs got absolutely battered. My mood was good anyway. But what I have just witnessed on that football pitch at the Emirates was absolutely outstanding. Outstanding. Everything you could have wanted and needed for that performance was completely there. We spoke about it before the game in the match preview that there was going to be moments where we had to dig in. We had to just suffer at times. First off, we had to do a little bit of that. And then we started to get those spaces, those openings, those moments on transition. First off, we looked really, really good in those moments. We saw them that we had them against Manchester City, but there was just a little bit of quality missing. And then second half, that is probably one of the best halves of football that we have played all season. We absolutely dominated them. We nullified them. We gave them no outlets. They hardly had any chances. They couldn't live with us. And this is an Arsenal side that want complete control of the game. And second half, they had none of it. There was brilliant hold-up play. There was tenacity. There was an inner desire to win every single duel that we had to have in this game. And then there was the quality and the belief and the mentality and the following of this Unai Emery game plan, this masterclass that he's just done on Arsenal to win 2-0. Villa fans, smash a like on this episode. Subscribe to this channel if you're new and just comment your thoughts down below. Justin, how are you feeling?
Honestly, I'm shaking. I can't remember witnessing such an incredible performance overall. I mean, we saw two incredible performances earlier on in the season. City, obviously, and the Arsenal, both in the same week. But that game today, it was a calculated, tactical masterclass. There's no other words for it. The first half, we knew it was going to be under pressure, but we rode it supremely well. We limited them to very few shots on target. They were very good first half. They passed the ball well. They moved the ball well, like we knew they would. But the back four, who's been under a lot of pressure and had a lot of stick over the last few weeks, were very... I thought Carlos was incredible today, fully deserved man of the match. He was fantastic. But the way we played the ball out under pressure, we were calm, we were composed. You could see every time we had the ball in midfield, we slowed the game right down to a walking pace to frustrate them. That was obviously a tactic to annoy them. And I was over the moon at halftime. I thought, yeah, you know, if we could put in anywhere near that kind of level in the second half, we've got a chance here of coming away with something. With anything, with a point, would have been incredible at halftime. Thinking, another 45 like that. But no, we didn't see another 45 like that, did we? We saw an even better performance in the second half. We came out and we took it to them. We dominated the ball. We pressed them back. Odegaard, I thought in the first half, I thought, wow, you know, if ever is a case to man mark someone, there's Martin Odegaard because everything went through him. They take him off with 10 minutes to go because he does nothing in the second half. He's totally irrelevant. He does nothing. There's so much to go into. Honestly, the double pivot, you know, we've had no Kamara, no Luiz in that game. You know, we've put Tielemans and McGinn in there. They were fantastic. They were brilliant. Zaniolo, brilliant. Morgan Rogers, coming of age performance there. You know, I've held my hands up. I've looked at him a few times. I thought, I don't know, can he get them levels? But week on, week out, as these games have gone on, since he's had this running, he has got better and better and better, and he has grown into this finisher now. Brilliant. Diaby, yeah, for an hour he did his job. His tracking back was really good. You know, he did a job for us, didn't he? And then he allowed them then to bring Bailey on and just to do what Bailey does best. Ollie Watkins, what can you say?
Well, I'm going to try and pick out some of the bits that you've just said. And then we'll sort of go through the game as it's panned out. Right. Some things that I think you've mentioned that were brilliant, right? Number one, right? This is, I don't think you mentioned this, but this is what I'm mentioning. Unai Emery today has shown, he's just like, he's just gone out there and he's shown what he's all about. He's stuck his chest out there and gone, yeah, we're going to play our style and how we play, and we're gonna show you guys what we do. And that's so important, because before the game, I never normally do this, but I was listening to like them in the studio talking a little bit, and all I was hearing was how Liverpool have lost and this is Arsenal's opportunity. If Villa can stay in the game, then Arsenal will do this and do that. Put some respect on this Aston Villa's team, because we are absolutely brilliant. So that's first thing. Second thing, playing out from the back. It's so difficult to do when you are playing in tough environments against top, top level teams, teams that will press you, you know, and go man for man. And when you're knocking it about under pressure in your own 18-yard box, that's really difficult to do against good teams. And we were just cool as a cucumber. It was like we was knocking it around our own box. It was just that calm and composed. And this, for me now, highlights what happened when Unai Emery first came in, because this is what we've been building up to, playing on big occasions in big, big games and implementing our style. And this goes back to when we all had our hearts in our mouths when Unai first came, and look at the progress, what we've done now. We're by far from the finished article. Look at the injuries we've got. You know, it's not about me making excuses here, but it's about having a realisation of what we've just done and how good of a team we are. And we haven't even got some of our first team players, first names that would go on our team sheet. This is Arsenal's first 11 that's gone out there today. And this is by far our first 11. And our style that Unai has coached into this team, it doesn't matter who plays. There's no excuses. Follow the task in hand. And this is what we're capable of. So massive credit to Unai, but not just for today, for what he's been doing over the course of his coaching, because it was absolutely tremendous. So first off, you know, we had to suffer a little bit. Odegaard was absolutely majestic. But from a Villa point of view, we started to get joy. And one player who I thought was absolutely incredible was Zaniolo. He was unplayable at times. They couldn't live with him. They couldn't live with his strength. His strength and his positioning and his intensity. And that's what Zaniolo brought on that left-hand side. He might not have made an assist. He might not have scored. But what he did for this team today was special. And Zaniolo was absolutely brilliant. But we had chances in the first half. Ollie Watkins hit the post. Classic Villa. They never hit the post and trickle in over the goal, do they? Of course, it trickled out for a goal kick. But, you know, first half, Martinez made a wonderful save. So we had to sort of just dig in there a little bit. What a save from Martinez. World's best goalkeeper. That's what he's all about. And then second half, it was just completely different. You know, they showed that stat. I think it was about the 60-something minute. And it was like Villa have had like 69% in the Arsenal sort of final third. And it was absolutely brilliant. And, you know, defending set pieces, tremendous. We were aggressive. We were organised. Absolutely brilliant. Tielemans then has that shot. It's a crossbar. It's the post. Classic Villa. Doesn't go in. And you're thinking, oh, come on. You know, but I was calm in that second half. And then Bailey gets his goal. Absolute scenes. And then Watkins clean through. The dink, the finish, the audacity to try the dink in that sort of like pressure moment. And it's just his celebration like, yes, I am the man. 19 Premier League goals, 2-0 Villa. Love it. Absolutely love it. So talk to me about the goals, Justin. Talk to me about the goals.
To be honest, everything you've said is absolutely spot on. The disrespect shown for Villa, and I get it. We're going to get it, aren't we? They love the Big Six. They love this title running. But we are fourth, and we've been fourth for a long, long time. You know, when that I think Kelly Cates went into the commentary side, and then she went, it's a massive game for Arsenal. It's a massive game for the Premier League. Hold on a minute. We can get top four here. We can get Champions League. The disrespect is disgusting. I'm sorry. It took nearly 15 minutes for them to mention our name. They're mentioning it now. I bet they're going to be mentioning it now. I bet they're talking about nothing but us now, because we are making them talk about us. Incredible. I mean, the two finishes themselves, the first one is harder than it looks, because it's rolled across to Bailey on his wrong foot. And I think if you take a still of when he hits the ball, there's only a really small gap he can roll that into. So it's a very calm, composed finish. And then the Ollie Watkins one, with the greatest respect to Ollie Watkins, 18 months ago, he doesn't score that goal. He puts it along the ground, or he tries to roll it in. But the form he's in and the player he is now, that's a standard finish for him now. That is something that we've come to expect from him. And let's not forget, he scored 19 goals in the Premier League and he doesn't take penalties. That is incredible in the modern age. For any of them strikers in the top six or seven, that I bet you they all take penalties. Honestly, that City performance this season was the best performance I've seen for a decade, probably longer, maybe even in the lives that I've been watching Villa. That's as close to me for an all-round performance that I've seen away from home against a team that basically is going for the title. They've just watched one of their nearest rivals lose at home. We haven't been in good form for a few weeks now. We're shipping goals. So to put a performance in that, to come up with a way of playing to nullify them, to ride out the storm and to grow into the game and go on and have the quality to win it the way we did in what was, in the last 10 minutes, an empty Emirates Stadium. I'm sorry, but we've known for a long time we've got a special manager, but thank you, Arsenal, for handing him out. I said it earlier in the season, because the bloke is an incredible, incredible manager, and I am over the moon he's Villa manager, because we are going places with him, honestly. Honestly.
Do you know, you're talking and I'm listening and I'm thinking about what we've just done here. I mean, like the magnitude of what's just happened, because even though, okay, City were top, Liverpool lost. This is a very, very good Arsenal team. Like, very, very good. That their style, the way they play, it's outstanding. And I just had an inkling that we could expose them on the break. You know, when I was showing you, like, the Diaby, the Watkins on, you know, transition, and I just saw a week. And for us to apply ourselves and to believe that we could do it. But then it wasn't just that in the end, when I'm thinking about the game, it wasn't just us playing on the counter. We were actually playing possession-based football. I keep thinking about Tielemans now, on how many times he was like ratting around and winning the ball and just popping it off, and how it was working. And, you know, it weren't just long ball, long ball, long ball. It was outstanding, man. And, you know, Pau was calm and brilliant. Carlos was everywhere. Luca Dean was really tenacious against Saka. We got Konsa up against Martinelli and Trossard. McGinn was unbelievable. Tielemans, like I've just said. Zaniolo, amazing. Rodgers, just physical. Like, puts his body on the line at times and drives us forward. And he's really strong. And Diaby goes off. Bailey comes on. And you've got the calmness of Bailey to just keep possession. Bailey's a little bit now, for me, a little bit like Grealish at City at times, where, and what I mean by this is, you know how we think like Grealish just keeps the ball, and Pep loves this. Pep loves Grealish to just have the ball, look after it and keep it. And what we saw when Bailey came on, he just keeps the ball, looks after it. He can jink a little bit and then he pops it off and we keep the ball and we move forward. And it was just a calmness of, you know, us knocking it about, not getting flustered and just absolutely incredible. You know, this result now is massive because, you know, if some Villa fans might get, you know, squeaky bum at United and are seeing like a bit of Newcastle and all this, but you know, we've got 5 games left now, and I saw people just saying like we need 70 points or whatever, and you know, you can't look at fixtures on paper in the Premier League and go, oh, well, these have got an easy run, or we won't win this one, or we won't win that one, because the Premier League's not like that. You don't judge the Premier League on a piece of paper. Every single game, and I've said it all season, is very difficult in its own merit. So you've just got to make sure that you're focused and ready and apply yourselves properly for every single game. So, yeah, I mean, you look at the next 5 games and you're like, Bournemouth next, let's go. Let's get another win and keep going and believing in this team. We've got to, you know, I did the episode on Monday, you know, and the title was, we need to believe in our team. And this is why, because we've got this in us. And like I said at the start, doesn't matter whether Kamara's out, doesn't matter whether Louis, you know, even Douglas Luiz is out today. You know, Douglas Luiz is out. Saw Arsenal fans going, oh, absolutely amazing, Douglas Luiz is out. This team's different. This team, we've seen it. And Emery spoke about these no excuses all season. This is a highly coached football team. And when you are coached to the highest level, doesn't matter who plays. It does not matter. And it's absolutely incredible. And I don't really know what to say now because it's just special. I think it's special, man.
See, it is. Yeah, you know, we're buzzing. Obviously, we're absolutely over the moon with that. I mean, I've calmed down a little bit now from the start, but that wasn't a fluke result. That's the most important thing to say about this. People will look at this result now and go, "God, Villa have gone there and they've pulled one out of the bag." And yet, on the face of it, that's how it looks. But the Villa we know that we are now and we've evolved into this season, especially in the first half of the season, that is the levels we can reach now. That's the levels we get to. And I think since Christmas, the disappointment has been that the form has dropped a little bit and the levels have dropped a little bit. But that's where we are now. That's the level we are attaining to get to week in, week out. So that's not a fluke result in the much that we've been rubbish all season. We've just suddenly put a fluke in and we've got a couple of goals against from the play.
I will jump in and say one thing. This isn't the same as Liverpool, the game before. The game before, Liverpool had how many chances to win that game?
Yeah.
This wasn't like that game. You know, Palace, fantastic, scored a goal, defended. Liverpool missed chance after chance after chance. This weren't the Arsenal today. Yeah. No. We more than deserve to win this game. We've hit the post twice.
Twice, yeah.
So and we've scored 2 goals.
No, I agree. Totally agree. This is 2 very good teams playing against each other. One that's forms has dropped slightly in recent weeks. You know, we're only, what are we, what, 6-7 points away from there in the league? 76. So we're only 8 points behind Arsenal. That's, you know, if you said at the start of the season, you're 8 points off Arsenal. You know, 10 points off the top. But what it does is, and I think I said this before this game, it's you know, who do we play? Do we rest players for Thursday? Is that more important than this? What do we do about him? What do we do about him? For me now, all bets are off. We play our best team every single game that is available to us. Yes, there's one or two arguments about like the left-back who plays first, Diaby, Bailey, who plays there. But generally now, there's no rest, there's no leaving out. We go full bore every single game, and we leave everything now out on the pitch. And that is exactly what we've done today. We've put in a brilliant performance. I think that, for me, it's going to sound bold and brash, and, you know, I don't mind saying it. I think that, for me, is more or less guaranteed to top 4. And that's a very brave thing to say. And the reason I say it is, not only that the performance level is high enough to carry on now and push on and win a lot of games to the end of the season. But the confidence that will give us now, kicking on till the for the rest of the season, is something we've needed for a few weeks now. We've needed that bit of adrenaline, that shot in the arm, that the belief to return back. And you could see it in the second half, returning back to all of them, the levels that were they not forgot about, but they probably thought, you know, well, can we get back to them levels again? Yes, we can, and yes, we will. And that gap now between us and United and Newcastle from these that result finishes it now. We can't finish in 11th and 5th. And with the fixtures we've got left and the fixtures Spurs have got left, if we get anywhere near this level for the rest of the season, then I don't see us finishing anything other than 4th.
Yeah,
and I think importantly as well, what a huge, huge shot in the arm going into another really, really hard away game on Thursday. Now, there was lots of talk about the French allowing Lille not to play this weekend and that we've got to play. I would actually say that could backfire on them now, because we are now going to catapult off the back of a really, really impressive away performance into another hard away game. So momentum could be very important going into that game Thursday. So this could be an incredibly important win for the rest of the season.
Yeah, and I was thinking today, like, I was thinking about, like, you know, permutations in my head of what could possibly happen. And the one thing I was going to think of in the race to top four is I was going to say, well, Villa now have got technically the two most difficult fixtures out the way. Top of the league, Man City, and second in the league, Arsenal. Those two games now are done and dusted. We don't play two best teams. We don't play the two best teams in this league now. Spurs still have to play Man City and Arsenal, the two best teams in the league. So that is absolutely huge. Caveat in that they've still got Chelsea to play as well. So, and Liverpool. So,
I think Arsenal play Spurs next week. So, not only have Spurs lost this weekend, but we've beat Arsenal. That means they've got to go to Spurs now and get a result. It couldn't have worked out any better for us. It just couldn't.
So either the wheels are going to fall off Arsenal and they're going to absolutely lose it against Spurs, or Spurs, I don't know. That's something that I'll say as well. Next up, we've got the clean sheet people in the comment section that always say that Villa don't keep clean sheets. Well, that's a brilliant clean sheet for you guys. So I imagine you are going to be all very, very happy about the lack of clean sheets. So there we go. And then another thing is, you know, I've spoke about this season that during the course of a season, there are moments and good sides have moments. And we've had quite a few good moments this season. But this is the moment that we needed in the last running to give us that confidence and that belief and just that buzz now, that buzz and energy. You know, at times, you know, we're going to need our team sometimes to just run off energy, just run off adrenaline, like run off the fumes of the atmosphere around the football club. So, and I think we've been able to inject that now. And it's just absolutely amazing. Like, did I think we'd be coming on here chatting about us beating Arsenal? I didn't know, because although I believe in the team, it was the nature of the task that was at hand. And we've been able to prove me wrong and to put in that performance. And I couldn't be more proud of this team. I really couldn't, because they're an absolute joy to watch. And it's absolutely amazing. And Unai's creating winners that want to win and want to succeed. So, yeah, I think we'll end it there. I'm buzzing. So hopefully you guys at home can comment your thoughts. If you're new, subscribe. If you are a Man City fan watching this, because you're buzzing because we beat Arsenal, you owe us one. So you can subscribe to the channel as well. We'll have a debrief where I will go through all of the best bits from this game, and that will be out tomorrow. So, yeah, final thoughts, Justin?
Same as you. You know, what an incredible football team we support. Special, special time. Season has been brilliant up to now, and it doesn't look like it's letting up anytime soon. So, top four incoming and a European trophy on the horizon, hopefully. Up the Unai Emery.
Up the Villa, get in!